Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I actually had to look that up. Somehow I got lost and was thinking it was Wednesday, and wanted to confirm that and discovered that it was, in fact, Thursday. I think. This morning, as I spent time with God in the daily devotions, I began going through a new book. Not really a new book. It's one that I wrote a number of years ago now. It was actually the first of my 31-day devotional journals that I've written. It's called In Christ Alone. And the subtitle is Discovering Your Identity in Christ. We live in a time where it seems like a myriad of sources try to label us and create an identity about who we are. We have jobs that tend to wrap our lives around that many times form our identity. We have roles within the family that often seem to form our identity. We have our own likes and desires that play into who we are. And yet all of those factors that create us, I believe, are secondary to our primary identity as to who God says we are, specifically who we are in Christ. And so over the next 32 days, I call them 31-day devotional journals, but I've always included a bonus day at the end for 32. We're going to look at some characteristics that God says we have in Christ that ought to define who we are. My social media feeds are filled with opinions. Probably a fact or two thrown in there somewhere, but for the most part, filled with opinions. And it's also a steady stream of people telling me what I ought to do, how I ought to respond, how I ought to not respond, who I ought to be. In the midst of life, whether it's in the midst of COVID-19, whether it's in the midst of George Floyd and the protests and riots and looting and all the stuff going on, or whether it's just in the midst of the day-to-day life. And some of the advice is good, and some of it is, well, not so good. The good advice typically has a common source, and that source is God's Word. That source is what God has already said. The not-so-good advice typically is based on how I feel, how they feel. And many times uses some version of Scripture out of context to prove that their viewpoint has some validity. And when I see that, I'm reminded of how careful I have to be. I'm sure there are those who have seen the scripture I've posted, seen my application of it, and have said the same things. That guy is taking that out of context. Because I'm confident there's times I've done that. Generally not intentionally, as I believe most of what I see in instruction biblically is from the circles I revolve in is not an intentional misrepresentation. But it's part of that life that we don't have all the answers. When I have the opportunity to preach, and I'm really excited that I get to do that this Sunday, live and in person, with the congregation, I'm always nervous. I know people are surprised to hear that. And I remember early on, heard a conversation and somebody asking or talking about to a veteran preacher about being nervous. And the response was something to the effect of, the moment that you get up to preach God's word and you're not nervous, you need to quit. You need to find something else to do. And that thought kind of has stuck with me throughout life. How careful am I in handling the word of God? The word that is, as scripture says, sharper than a two-edged sword. I try to be careful handling the knives in my drawer in the kitchen, and they may be sharp, but not compared to a two-edged sword, not compared to God's word. Anyhow, that's a lot of introduction to say that today's topic in the In Christ Alone devotion is, In Christ I Have Peace. The Bible says that I have peace with God through my faith in Jesus Christ. When Jesus is on earth, he tells a story about a king. He says, if a king is coming towards you, coming against you with, I believe it's 20,000, but I didn't look up the story this morning, with 20,000 men, and you have 10,000 with you, will you not send ahead and seek terms of peace? And I read that and I think, well, of course. Unless I have some group of ninja warriors that I have great confidence in, that this 2-to-1 outnumbered is within realm of possibility of winning, I'm going to look at those odds and think, yeah, I need to see if we can avoid this conflict. And Jesus says, and I love that, in the same way. In the same way as what? In the same way as calling ahead and seeking peace, anyone who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. And sometimes we disconnect that story and that verse. We hear that verse. Most of us as Christians know that verse of giving up everything we have. But it appears to me that Jesus is connecting the story with this and saying, if you're that badly outnumbered, the terms of peace are basically unconditional surrender. To simply give up and accept whatever's offered. And Jesus says that's the terms of peace with God. It's to give up, to accept whatever's offered. And whatever's offered is a great, great deal. But to live as one whose identity is peace, because my identity is Christ. What a difference it would make in this world. And I'm not saying we don't stand up against injustice. But the way we do it is different than that of the world. Because our identity is peace. The Bible says that we ought to live at peace with all peoples as much as it depends on us. And it seems like there's a recognition that there are people that do not want peace. We've seen it. As people protest the horrendous death, murder of George Floyd, there are those who seem to intentionally be stirring up trouble, to incite violence in the midst of peaceful protest. You see, as much as it depends on you, be at peace with one another. And sometimes we hear that, or I hear that, and it's like, well, my ability to be at peace with one another is not all that great, because I'm so different than so many people. My ideas, my likes, my desires, my everything. And that's not what peace is based on. As far as it depends on you, as far as it depends on me, be with at peace with one another, with all peoples, depends on my finding peace with God. You see, when each of us find peace with God through Christ, we have a commonality. We have something to build our own peace upon. I don't have to be at war with those who disagree with me and I disagree with them. I can be at peace because we have a faith in a common God through Jesus. I can be with peace even with those that don't have a faith in God, because we have a common Creator. We have a common God who loves them whether they're at peace with Him or not. You see, today we have a choice. And the unrest in our nation because of the protests and demonstrations and looting and rioting is obviously front and center in so many news feeds. But we weren't at peace as a nation before this. And all of the restrictions and stuff revolving around COVID-19 has created much conflict between people. Differing views on how we ought to respond or not respond to it. But we really weren't at peace as a nation before COVID-19. You see, anytime we try to develop a godly characteristic on our own without having God as the center, we'll come up woefully short. And I believe that's the attempts for peace in our nation for a lot of years now. We want to do it on our own. And God says that I have peace with Him because of Jesus Christ. Perhaps I ought to be spending more time representing Jesus, so that others can have peace with God. And as each of us find peace with God through Jesus Christ, perhaps we'll find a greater peace with one another. Would you spend some time today and this morning praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that has called us to Yourself and made a way for peace between You and us. That in Christ I have peace. The world is full of chaos. The current times have amplified that chaos, but it did not create it. And even in the midst of that, I can have peace. Father, today as we live life, help us to live life with peace that only you can give. And may the peace that we live with, that is our identity in Christ, overflow into our relationships and interactions with others. Father, for those times where we read a social media post that makes us angry, that we disagree with, that we want to attack. And for those times we read the social media posts that make us angry and because we agree with it and we want something done. Help us to remember our identity in Christ as one of peace. And as we live through the filter of peace, may we be moved to action that is peaceful. Father, help us and forgive us for times where we've hidden behind peace as a means of not doing the things that you've called us to do. For not representing Jesus well in the midst of chaos. So, Father, as we live as those who have peace with you, may we live boldly in this world that needs to know peace. Father, I continue to pray that this virus would be wiped from the face of the earth. I know we live in a time where the attention has been shifted away from COVID-19 and towards justice and equality for all. And yet, people still get sick. People are still being diagnosed and treated for COVID-19. And so, Father, in the midst of this viral pandemic, in the midst of this hatred pandemic, in the midst of this injustice pandemic, teach us and show us how to live in peace and how to live as peacemakers. Father, today, may we represent Jesus well. And may a part of that representation be our identity of peace. A peace that fully listens to one another. A peace that reads and hears beyond the headlines. A peace that is grounded in compassion and moved to compassion. A peace that loves, even when it costs us everything we have. Father, today as we go about the task before us, I continue to pray for the children in our homes and in our communities, that they may be filled with a peace in their environment that prepares them to be a generation that knows peace with one another in a greater way than what we've seen. Father, may the seeds that are being planted in our children today be seeds of hope and kindness and understanding and of peace, and not seeds of hatred and division. Father, today, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we say and do. May the peace that we have in Christ be evident within us, that others would look to Him for that same peace in their life. May He be glorified, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday morning, at least broadcast live in the morning, whenever you see it, but on this Thursday devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do pray that you are richly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.